Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormuz Fatakia. But the good news is that today is Friday, and if the global market action overnight is anything to go by, we are only going to see another good session for our own markets. But we'll find that out when the market opens at 9:15. Wall Street has given India a wonderful handover, as I just mentioned. The S&P 500 and the Dow Jones closed at record highs, and the Nasdaq also climbed 3% overnight and is now just 15 points away from its own record. The sole factor behind this Wall Street rally? Nvidia. Well, is that even a surprise anymore? The semiconductor giant rallied 16% last night, adding $277 billion to its market cap in a single session, the most for a US company in history. The extent of this frenzy is evident from the fact that Meta, the Facebook parent, just 3 weeks ago had made this record. Now, Nvidia's rally also took its peers higher along with it. Amazon and Alphabet gained 4% each, while Netflix and Microsoft also rallied overnight. Most Asian markets have opened higher. Japan is shut today, but the GIF Nifty is indicating a 60-point uptick at the start of trade for India's markets. Now, back home, and for all those who thought that around 11 a.m. yesterday, when the Nifty made its low of 21,875, that it will close the session after making a record high, well, I doff my hat to them, because they are the eternal optimists, because that's exactly what happened. The Nifty recovered 375 points from the day's low, gained over 100 points in the final 60 minutes of trade, and ended above the 22,200 mark after making a new record of 22,252. And this happened despite no support whatsoever from HDFC Bank, which was the top laggard for the second day running. It goes without saying, the Nifty Bank, as a result, was an underperformer. So what aided this recovery? Reliance and IT. Surprised? Well, after 3 days of losses, the Nifty IT index gained over 2% yesterday, and nearly one-third or 36% of the Nifty's gains came from TCS, Infosys, and HCL Tech. Now, for the week, the Nifty is up close to 1%, and the Nifty Bank, despite this underperformance, is up 1% on a weekly basis. So what should you keep an eye out for today? Of course, banks and IT stocks, considering the rally overnight, but also keep an eye out on Vodafone Idea, where the board will meet on the 27th of this month to consider fundraising proposals. Remember that there is still no clarity around this proposed fund infusion from the promoters, which was to be completed last year. Now, Kumar Mangalam Birla, at the launch of Grasim's paints business yesterday, said that they are on the lookout for new investors for Vodafone Idea, and in hope, the shares ended 6% higher on Thursday. Another board meeting to consider a fundraising proposal will be on the 29th of this month, and that will be from PFC, or Power Finance Corporation. Also raising funds are Angel One, where the board has approved raising up to 2,000 crore rupees via various methods, and Morpin Labs, who will raise 350 crores via a QIP. Now, Eureka Forbes had a block deal yesterday where the promoter sold over 9% stake, and Morgan Stanley Singapore and Plutus Wealth were among the buyers in that transaction. Now, stocks continue to move in and out of the F&O ban. Aditya Birla Fashion and Sale are back in the ban, while India Cements and Canara Bank are out of the ban. Now, as many as 15 stocks are in the F&O ban for today's session. Well, that's all for today. We wish you a wonderful day of trade and a happier weekend. Do stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com for an action-packed session today.